Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. The Minnesota Supreme Court is continuing a period of transition that began last fall with the retirement of former Chief Justice Lori Gilday, the installment of Justice Natalie Hudson as new Chief Justice, and the appointment of Justice Carl Procaccini to the bench. In January, Justice G. Barry Anderson announced he would retire in May. A week later, Justice Margaret Cherdich announced that she too would retire at the end of the court's current session in July. With three new justices joining the court inside of a one-year period and the ascension of Justice Hudson to Chief, the court will have undergone a dramatic transformation after a three-year period of stability. Speaking on his monthly KYMN show, Legal Talk, Justice Gordon Moore, a Northfield resident and a member of the Supreme Court since 2020, expressed his respect for both Justices Anderson and Cherdich, his anticipation of new colleagues on the bench, and his trust in the process Governor Tim Walz is using to fill the seats being vacated. Justice Moore said there are fundamental aspects of the court that must be considered in the selection of a new justice. The court must be able to function as a unit and work effectively while also maintaining the respect of the state's judiciary, its litigants, and the general public. He said the new appointees will require some fundamental characteristics, and the whole of the court will have to work hard to fill the void of experience created by the retirements.
We're talking about a collective amount of Supreme Court experience approaching, maybe exceeding 40 years. I mean, that's a long haul. That's a lot of institutional knowledge and wisdom and judgment. And that's what, you know, that's really the important things. Judgment and discretion are so important.
The governor's office has been working to find the right people for the bench for weeks now, if not longer. And according to Moore, there currently is a closely held list of semifinalists for the positions. He expressed some hope that the announcements would come sooner than later, but again stressed that he has trust in the process.
If there's an announcement made in April and you're expecting somebody to start, you know, on May 13th, which would be the Monday after Justice Anderson's retirement, that's a very tight time frame.
Okay.
And might have, might, you know, potentially be a challenge to obtain, but, you know, we'll see. Those are discussions that are happening behind the scenes.
Most likely, he said, when the announcement comes, it will offer both names and separate starting dates. Governor Walz is expected to make his announcement sometime next month. Representative Christy Purcell is pursuing an avenue to help renters end a lease on a property that is found to contain an excessive amount of radon gas. According to the World Health Organization's website, radon is a radioactive gas that is odorless, colorless, and tasteless. It is produced by the natural decay of uranium, which is found in all rocks and soils. The gas can be extremely harmful to lung tissue, and prolonged exposure can eventually lead to the development of lung cancer. Purcell said she was contacted by Senator Rob Kupek to shepherd the bill through the House of Representatives. The bill was inspired by the case of a student in Moorhead who discovered the room he was renting had such high levels of radon it was uninhabitable, yet the landlord has refused to release him from his lease. Purcell said she has been in touch with the student and he is still indeed paying on the room, despite the fact that he is unable to live there. The bill, if passed, would ensure that landlords would be required to release tenants from a lease if the presence of radon forced them to move out. She said the bill, in its initial form, had included penalties on landlords who knowingly rented a property that they knew had high radon levels but did nothing about it, despite methods that can be used to mitigate the gas. Unfortunately, she said, deadlines prevented the bill from being heard in the committees that could enact those penalties. In the interest of getting the bill passed, she chose to remove the penalty language and present it to the Housing Committee. Purcell said she knew nothing about radon before being asked to help with this bill, but the dangers of the gas are very real.
And so I've just been using this as an opportunity to do a PSA and say, the American Lung Association weighed in. There's thousands and thousands of people who die from lung cancer who are non-smokers, and the best bet is that it's from radon poisoning.
The bill was passed out of the Housing Committee last week and sent to the General Register. She expects the bill to pass and the governor to sign it before the end of the session in May. And the Northfield Pride Board of Directors has announced the second annual Pints for Pride event that will be held at the Grand Event Center on April 6th. The event is the annual fundraiser to help support Pride in the Park, the annual celebration of the LGBTQ+ community, an annual scholarship program for LGBTQ graduating seniors, as well as other quarterly events that build relationships, foster community, and improve the lives of queer people in the Northfield area. Begun in 2021, Northfield's Pride in the Park has grown every year since its inception. Organizers said more than 2,000 people attended the event in 2023, and they are expecting close to 3,000 people at this year's celebration, which is set for June 1st in Central Park. The fundraiser event will feature a silent auction. Guest speakers Kelly Podracki of the Northfield Union of Youth, Northfield City Councilor Davin Socup, who was the first trans person elected to public office in Greater Minnesota, and Representative Christy Purcell. Entertainment will be provided by Northfield's very own drag queen, Mrs. Moxie. Pints for Pride is set for Saturday evening, April 6th at the Grand. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. Admission is free, but there is a suggested $5 donation. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.